Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 20, the Lord instructs Sanatan Goswami, text 340 till 342. Pitta Varna Dharita Bikaila Pavartam.
Pitta Varna Dharita Bikaila Pavartam.
Pema Bhakti Dila Loke Lala Bhaktagan.
Pema Bhakti Dila Loke Lala Bhaktagan.
Pitta Varna Dharita Bikaila Pavartam. Prema Bhakti Dila Loke Lana Bhakta Gana.
Prema Bhakti Dila Loke Lana Bhakta Gana.
Pitta Varna Dharita Bikaila Pravartana.
Pitta Varna Dharita Bikaila Pravartana.
Prema Bhakti Dila Loke Lana Bhakta Gana.
Pitta Varna Dharita Bikaila Pravartana.
Thereafter. Kaila Pravartana introduced the Sankirtan movement. Prema Bhakti Dila. He distributed love of Krishna. Loke to the people in general. Lana Bhakta Gana. Accompanied by his devotees. Translation by H.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Accompanied by his personal devotees, Lord Krishna, assuming a golden color, introduces the Harinam Sankirtan, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra in the age of Kali. By this process, he delivers love for Krishna to the general populace. Text 341. Dharma pravartana kare prachindanandana prema kaina chiloke kare sankirtana. Lord Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, personally introduces the occupational duty of the age of Kali. He personally chants and dances in ecstatic love, and thus the entire world chants congregationally. Then, 342. Krishna Varnam Trisha Krishnam Sanko Parastra Pashyam Sakya Sankirtanam Parayayanti Sumedasa. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servant weapons, and confidential companions. The quotation of Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32, see also Adi Lila chapter 3, text 52. Om Jnanati Mandasya Jnan Sanasamaka Saksun Militam Yena Tasmai Sigurave Nama Chichetanya Manobistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Shyamrupkardamayam dadati svapadantikam Vandeyam siyo siyo dapadakamalam siyo vaishnavamsa Siyupam jagajatam saganaragnatam vitam tam sativam sadvaitam savutam parijana saitam Sikrishna chaitanya devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sankanalita Sivisakam Vitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandha Chatpati Kopesha Kopka Kanta Radha Kanta Namastati Tapta Kanchna Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanasti Shrishtavani Sikhidevi Pranamamahe Pankha Kalpta Visha Kripas Nibhavisha Patnam Pravanabhyo Vaishnabhyo Namo Namah Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Vedanta Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishnaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskatyai Desatane Srila Prabhupada ki. So in this chapter, Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is describing incarnations, so many incarnations. And finally, he describes here Lord Chaitanya as the incarnation of the age of Kali. But in this verse from the Bhagavatam, which describes Lord Chaitanya, it is at Jayanti Isu Medha Saha. In intelligent persons, they will take up this process of the Sankirtan Chakra and they will understand Lord Chaitanya's position. So we see in this world, it's very rare that someone takes up spiritual life. It's for intelligent persons. But yeah, the question was asked to Srila Prabhupada, why there are so many scholars who study the Vedas and Bhagavad Gita, why don't they become devotees of Krishna? Why don't they take up the process So there are different kinds of intelligence you have people with practical intelligence to do things practically. There are people who have business intelligence so different kinds of intelligence. But this is all material intelligence. Spiritual IQ is something different. I remember when I studied my PhD and at the University of Wales, so many scholars, and they could quote Bhagavad Gita and the philosophy and so on, they don't accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My supervisor for my thesis, she was straight, but I got a lot of interactions with her, of course, to write my thesis. Of course, my thesis was about the Hare Krishna movement. So she got deeply into the philosophy but still she was not inclined to take up the process. But intelligent. Yesterday I was in Gainesville and I understood. I try to explain that Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 2.17 that which pervades the entire body cannot be destroyed. The soul cannot be destroyed. And then in 13.34, Krishna says to Arjuna, that which pervades the entire body is consciousness. So an intelligent person understands this consciousness, what's the origin of this consciousness? That is a simple thing. A living body minus soul is a dead body. So, if we are this consciousness and this consciousness is eternal, then who are we? That requires intelligence. We can see that at the time of death, the soul leaves the body and it's irreversible. The soul is gone. That nobody has revived a dead body. Sukracharya may have done, but that's another case. Still the soul was still in the body. Otherwise, it was not possible. That requires intelligence, practical intelligence. But then there is also, yes, accepting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but then accepting Lord Chaitanya as the same Krishna. That when I was in the UK for a few years, at the Janmashtami festival, so many come to visit and take darshan of the deities, ecstatic. So many come, thousands. Mostly are from Hindu background. Mostly are Gujaratis. And they come to take darshan. When you ask them, who is Lord Chaitanya? They don't know. They know Krishna, but not Lord Chaitanya. That means we have some preaching to do to explain them who Lord Chaitanya is. Because the mercy of Lord Chaitanya is very important to make spiritual advancement. We may not forget Srila Prabhupada. Yeah? He was the instrument of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya predicted the coming of Srila Prabhupada. This is mentioned in Chaitanya Mangal from Lochandas Thakur, in the future my expert field commander will come and spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. So Lord Chaitanya predicted Prabhupada. He was speaking about Prabhupada, because who spread Krishna consciousness all over the world? Lord Chaitanya did not do it. It was Prabhupada who did it. So the mercy of Lord Chaitanya comes to us to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he's quoting the Bhagavatam's reference that before he mentioned Kale Dursi Nidirajan Astiko Manguna Kirtaneva Krishna Syamukta Bandar Prambhajat. In Kali Yuga, everything is full of faults, but simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, one can become liberated and attain the transcendental kingdom. And then he has mentioned that verse from the Bhagavatam, Kitte yat dayato vishnam tetrayam chayato makat vapare parsaya paricharyayam kalodat dari kirtanat. So he says, the result of in Satya Yuga obtained by meditation, the result in Treta Yuga by sacrifices, by the result in Dvapara Yuga by deity worship, is simply attained in Kali Yuga by the chanting of these holy names. But then, now he quotes this verse that about Krishna Varanam Tvisa Krishnam, that but there is one reference in the Bhagavatam which he does not mention in these verses, and that is the prediction of Lord Chaitanya by Prahlad Maharaj. And that's 7938. And this reveals the nature, transcendental nature of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. And it's a beautiful verse. Itim nityak rishideva yasavatarek lokam vibhayasi hamsa jagat pratipam dharmam mahapushapasi yuganavrittam channa kadayat abhavasti yugatasatvam. So this word channa, hidden, is important. Translation: in this way, my Lord, you appear in various incarnations as a human being, an animal, a great saint, a demigod, a fish or a tortoise, thus maintaining the entire creation in different planetary systems and killing the demoniac principles. According to age, my Lord, you protect the principles of religion in the age of Kali. However, you do not assert yourself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore you are known as Treyuga, or the Lord who appears in three yugas. So, the Lord appears in three yugas, that is, what Garga Muni told Nanda Maharaj at the name-giving ceremony of Krishna, in the cowshed, he said, yes, that's the Lord appears in three yugas. So therefore he's known as three yuga. He appears in Satya Yuga as Hamsa avatar, in Treta Yuga as Jahya, and in Dvapara Yuga as Krishna, the black one, that the white, red, and the black, that therefore is called as Tri Yuga. But he appears here also in Prahlad Maharaj, he appears in Kali Yuga, but is Shana. He does not openly present him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, an hidden avatar, it's confidential. In the other avatars, what is the mission of all the avatars? Yadayadai dharmasya glani bhavta bharata bhutanama dharmasya tatatmam chichamyam. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious principles, I come to re-establish these religious principles, but also paritranaya sannam, vinasaya saduskam. I come to kill the demons, and to protect the devotees. So we see Krishna appears for that reason, but like when he appears as Nrsingadev, he appears in full powers. That's very powerful. Then it was a devotee said yes, because Prabhupada noticed that the pictures of Nrsingadev was not there in the temple, and that the devotee in charge of that center had put Lord Nrsingadev beyond the altar, behind. And he said yes, because if people come to the temple for the first time and they see Nrsingadev, they become afraid. But Prabhupada explained, no, that Nrsingadev is showing all powers, the powers that's clear, he is the Supreme Personality of God. But Lord Chaitanya's appearance is different. Of course, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we know the external reasons and the internal reasons of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. The external reasons is the propagation of the Sankirtan movement. But he appears also as Bhakta Rupa, because in the Gita and the Prabhupada's translation is interesting, that after Krishna explains to Arjuna in the sixth chapter the yoga system, and Arjuna says, yeah, it's nothing for me, it's impractical, I cannot do that. And Prabhupada comments in lectures, yeah, Arjuna was thousand times more qualified than we. So if we could not do it, what we was, that maybe a few can go to the Himalayas and do this. But still Krishna says, no, Arjuna, you can do it by abhyas, practice, and suitable practice, Srila Prabhupada said, suitable, and detachment. That word suitable is important. So every age has its practice. And the practice in Kali Yuga is a chanting of the holy name. And that's the suitable practice. That by that practice we can directly fix our mind on Krishna. Just by hearing this transcendental vibration. And all the other practices don't work in Kali Yuga, unless they are combined with the chanting. So the chanting of the holy name is the most important practice in Kali Yuga. Because, of course, in Kali Yuga, how to become a devotee? Krishna says, yeah, Manmanabhav Madbhakto Majimam Namaskri. Fix your mind on me, become my devotee, worship me and offer me respect. But how to do that? Krishna says, Sarvadam Pritriyamam Kamsambhacha. Surrender unto me. So how to do that? Krishna knew in Kali Yuga, very difficult. Unless I come myself to show them how to do it, nobody will be able to do it. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya appeared as Bhakta Rupa. He came in the form of a devotee. And he came in the form of a devotee, and if someone was suggest, even suggest that he was God, he would put his two hands on his ears, but still, his method was different, is different than the other avatars. He was killing the demoniac tendency in the heart of people. Because that is our situation in Kali Yuga. Yeah. In our heart, we have both the divine and the demoniac. And sometimes they are fighting with it. In Christian terms, we have the angel in our heart and the devil, and sometimes they get into a fight. And of course, this to kill this demoniac tendency, Lord Chaitanya appeared, to show us practically. But on a few occasions, he showed that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead very clearly by his power. So once when Lord Chaitanya, Nimai was a toddler, then in the house of Jagannath Mishra, a Brahmin arrived, and Jagannath Mishra invited him as a guest. And this Brahmin was worshipping a Chalaram Shila Gopal. And was always traveling and worshipping every day. And Jagannath Mishra said, "Yeah, please stay in my house, and you are my guest." And he cleaned the kitchen and said, "Now you can cook for your Gopal. So he started cooking, and Nimai was around. And so after cooking, his offering to his Salaram Shila, and he offers prayers in meditation. And his eyes are closed in meditation, and then when his prayers are finished, he opens his eyes. And there, Nimai is there standing before him, with the offering in his hands, eating. And the Brahmin said, "Alas, my offering has been spoiled. But what to do? Krishna does not want me to eat today, so I will fast." But then Jagannath Mishra was upset and said to the Brahmin, "No, you cook again. I clean the kitchen." He cleaned again and again, cooked with devotion for Gopal, and then he did the same thing, offering, and the same thing happened. After his meditation, he opened his eyes, and there was Nimai with the eating the offering. And then when Jagannath Mishra heard that, he became very angry. He wanted to thrash him. but the Brahmin said, "He's just a child. Please excuse him. Krishna wants me to fast today, no problem." But Jagannath Mishra insisted to the Brahmin, "Please, it's very embarrassing for me. Cook again a last time, and we will keep Nimai upstairs in the room." But the Brahmin said, "It's already 2 o'clock at night, that's not a moment to cook again." But Jagannath Mishra insisted, "Please cook again." So he cooked again a feast, and then started the offering. Everyone was sleeping. So he was meditating. When he opened his eyes, again, Nimai was standing for him. And he became angry. He disturbed. And Nimai said, "But why you are disturbed? It's the third time you are asking me to come, and I'm eating that." And then Nimai showed an eight-armed form. I forgot the details of the arms, but he showed his divine form. And he said to the Brahman, "You are my eternal servant. And you have cooked for me many times in the past. So don't be disturbed." And the Brahman became completely ecstatic. But Nimai said, "Don't disclose this to anyone, or you will bear consequences." So then the Brahman became ecstatic and started throwing the rice. Anyway, this is an occasion where Nimai showed that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but only to this Brahman. There are other occasions where he did wonderful things, that this is Lord Chaitanya. But the mercy of Lord Chaitanya for all of us is very important. That without the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, it's very difficult to make spiritual advancement. That it is said when you try to do things and you forget Lord Chaitanya, it's very difficult. But if you remember Lord Chaitanya, all difficult things become easy. And there's something I remember regularly, because I tend to get in trouble always. It's good to pray to Lord Chaitanya. But I want to share with you also something important, but Bhakti Charamaj always was telling, what I heard him always telling when he speaks about Lord Chaitanya. It is in the nectar of devotion. To enter Vrindavan, you must have the mercy of a resident of Vrindavan. That's the teachings of Rupa Goswami. So Prabhupada knew this. When he was on the Yala Dutta, arrived in Boston, he wrote his two poems. Markine Bhagavad Dharma is one, and the other is the prayers to the lotus feet to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. That's a very nice poem. But in the poem there is a refrain, and the refrain says, "Oh my brothers, believe me, if you don't have the mercy of Srimati Radharani, your life is spoiled." So getting the mercy of Srimati Radharani is very important for all of us. Now, who is Lord Chaitanya? Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nai Anga. It's Radha and Krishna together. It's Krishna in the compassionate mood of Srimati Radharani. So, how to get in Goloka Vrindavan? That's the point. That how to get this mercy. Lord Chaitanya, Bhakti Ramaj said, if one serves in awe and reverence Lord Chaitanya and engages in his mission, that then one gets the mercy of Srimad Radharani and can enter Goloka Vrindavan. That, of course, that mercy of Lord Chaitanya comes to us, to Srila Prabhupada, that because before Srila Prabhupada went on the Yaladuta, where did he come from? Vrindavan. He was a resident of Vrindavan. So Srila Prabhupada is our resident of Vrindavan. So we get double mercy by, if we go get the mercy of Prabhupada, we get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So because also another point is that it is in the Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that in lectures, and that he gives the example of the sages of the Dandakaranya forest, who 2 million years ago said to Lord Ram, we want a relationship with you. We want a relationship with you in conjugal love. But Lord Ram said, Eka Patni, one wife in this incarnation, not possible with me. But in 2 million years at the end of Kali Yuga, I will appear as Lord Krishna, and then you can have that relationship with me. So, all these rishis, they took birth in the womb of gopis. They took birth in Krishna's pastimes. And there they were further trained up by the Nitya Siddha gopis, who came from the spiritual world. They were trained, and they became completely pure, and then they could engage in the rasa dance with Krishna, that then enter the spiritual realm. So someone asked Prabhupada, if we are 90% pure, will Krishna accept us? And Prabhupada said yes. And the devotee asked, and 85%. Prabhupada said yes, but he would not go lower than 80%. That was the case with the sages of the Dandakaranya forest. They took birth in Krishna's pastimes, and then became further purified, and then went back to Godhead. But now Lord Chaitanya came to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement, and these are his pastimes. Are these pastimes finished? No. We are part of these pastimes. So we got the same opportunity to take birth in Krishna's pastime by taking part in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. And those who went on book distribution, those who went really pushing for the mission, they know the mercy of Lord Chaitanya is there, that they personally witness in their life the mercy is there. So we have the same opportunity to go back to Godhead in this life. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya said, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Maharaj said, make it in one lifetime, go back this lifetime. And Prabhupada many times said, don't let me come back. you go home in this lifetime. So that is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Much more to say about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. We have this Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is the highest biography. There were 11 biographies of Lord Chaitanya. Of course, we know a few of them. We have translated Chaitanya Charitamrita, but we have also Vrindavan Das Thakur, who wrote the Chaitanya Bhagavat. We have Chaitanya Mangalam, Lochan Das Thakur. But we have also the Kavachas of the Damodar, Svarup Damodar Goswami, the notebooks. So many sources. But Chaitanya Charitamrita is the highest because it establishes Lord Chaitanya's mission and on a deep philosophical basis. Because that's the mercy of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. He got all the information of all the other biographies, and also the teachings of Shiva Goswami, and he established the basis of the Sankirtan movement philosophically, based on Chaitanya Charitamrita. But Chaitanya Charitamrita is the PhD study, the highest, and therefore not easy to understand the philosophy of Chaitanya Charitamrita, but by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have access to it, that he was very eager to publish this Chaitanya Charitamrita, and the devotees, his disciples, did a wonderful accomplishment of publishing it in 3-4 months. Was amazing. But Prabhupada wanted the Chaitanya Charitamrita to be published. Thank you very much. Any comments, questions, corrections? Hare Krishna. I'm nothing but a great nonsense, but I'm just trying my best, that's all. And I beg also for mercy. Yeah, it was. I described first the process of entering ISKCON, and then my thesis was focused on the importance on rituals in religion, and especially the chanting of the holy names and the effect it has, and so on. And that, yeah, yeah, that's, Anyway, this is my past. I'm happy to forget it. I lost a lot of time in this PhD study. Now I have the title doctor or whatever, but it doesn't make sense. But if someone wants to read it, no problem. I can share it.
Thank you so much, Maharaj. Vedantika was one of the papers on that Chaitanya Charitamrita marathon. I also wanted to, you were saying how a book distributor certainly knows how Lord Chaitanya is there. And I was remembering Rari Devi Karekaha, Krishna Upadesha, wherever you go, whoever you meet. So if someone's not able to, say, be a full-time book distributor, but they pass out mantra cards or prasadam when they can, do they also get Lord Chaitanya's mercy?
Well, that is what I understand from Prabhupada. He gave us this ISKCON movement, which is a preaching movement. And of course, book distribution is our preaching. Deity worship also. The one who cleans the kitchen is also engaged in the mission. They get all the same mercy. They all get the same mercy. As long as our endeavor is focused on spreading Krishna consciousness, and that's Prabhupada, Namaste, Sarasvata Devi, Gauravani Pacharani. Gauravani, the instruction of Lord Chaitanya, spread it, preach it. As long as as the focus is on preaching, and we make plans for preaching, and we try to continue Srila Prabhupada's mission, everyone connected get the mercy. That's what I understood from Prabhupada. Good. Yes? Yes, Prabhupada, please. No, it's enough.
I had a question about the Yuga Avatar.
Yeah.
That Lord Krishna, we know, is Yuga Avatar for Dwapara Yuga, but he comes just at the very end of Dwapara Yuga, and then shortly after, Lord Chaitanya comes to Kali Yuga. Can you explain why is Lord Krishna coming? If he's to teach the Yuga Dharma of deity worship, why does he come so late in the Yuga?
Of course, Krishna, the process is deity worship, but Krishna itself, he appears in different yugas, but he's not a yuga avatar. It's Krishna himself and he came to establish Krishna consciousness, the general principles that Not specifically to introduce deity worship. But of course, Krishna speaks about deity worship also in the Uddhava Gita. There at the end, he gives two chapters instructions for deity worship with so many details. And all these details we apply in our deity worship. Interesting how closely Prabhupada wanted us to follow this and that. But that's my understanding. Okay, thank you. Good. Thank you very much. Shantara Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki Srila Prabhupada ki.